Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. It's back to school today for more than 5 million students across the country. Middle school and high school students will be attending their classes in person. Today also marks the end of the travel restrictions that have been in place the past few months. Everyone in France is now free to travel further than 10 kilometres from their home without any paperwork. The ban on travel between regions is also lifted. From today onwards, pilots, flight attendants and stewards who have to travel to high-risk countries because of their job are now eligible to receive the coronavirus vaccine, whatever their age. The weekend also saw the vaccine open up to any adult suffering from comorbidity. The former dog handler who was charged in the disappearance of little Maëlys in the summer of 2017 is appearing before the Assize Court in the Savoie from today on a separate murder charge. Norda Lalande faces up to 30 years in prison for the murder of Corporal Arthur Noyer. Noyer was killed near Chambéry in April 2017. The verdict in the case is expected next week. And finally to football. Last night saw a match packed with thrills and spills between Lyon and Monaco in day 35 of the Ligue 1. Lyon finally came out on top 3-2, which means they are back in with a shot at the title. Lyon snatched their victory in the final 5 minutes of the match. A total of 5 red cards were handed out during the match, which at one point descended into a general brawl. In the standings, Lyon is now 4th on the leaderboard, just 1 point behind Monaco and 6 points behind the overall leader, Lille. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.